TV Memories, brought to you by DanTheArtMan.com. Episode 3, by Tim Ward. I could write about living in Korea for 6 months, and the only thing I could watch was 24-hour loops of UFC fighting with Korean announcers. I could write how I'd spent hours in the local video store scouring the shelves for anything serviceable to watch. Instead, I think I should write about what happened last night when a friend and I watched the last two episodes of The Walking Dead. One reason why I highlight this memory is because I can't remember being this excited about and during a show. 2 hour-long episodes felt like 20 minutes, the last hour feeling like 5 minutes. I don't really know why, because there is a lot of dialogue and only a tiny fraction is zombie hunting. Maybe it's that anticipation of the large zombie fighting scenes that keeps me on the edge of my seat. The other strange thing is that The Walking Dead is the epitome of what I'm looking for in a zombie experience. Since I don't have AMC, extremely bummed about this fact, but oh well, I've been watching it at my friend's house, sometimes a month or more between getting together. In between, I'm building anticipation and trying to satisfy that hunger by reading books, playing Resident Evil 4 on Wii, not the best zombie escape, but it's what I's gots, and watching whatever post-apocalyptic movie or zombie flick I can find. The thing is, nothing compares to the experience I get from The Walking Dead. Resident Evil movies have lots of zombie action, but I don't care about the characters, so it's a yawn fest. I guess that's what The Walking Dead has going for it. A combination of engaging characters with the ideal survival amidst zombies setting. The result is me feeling like I'm in elementary school, when I didn't have many responsibilities outside of chores and Cub Scouts. Watching The Walking Dead makes me forget about all my responsibilities because I'm enjoying the best entertainment man can make. My friend and I even had fun searching the AMC store with covetous hearts for every shirt, action figure, and zombie Valentine's Day card we could find. You know a show is good when it gets an adult to start collecting action figures again. Timothy C. Ward writes science fiction, fantasy, and horror that reveals what glory can be found on the other side of pain. He also hosts two podcasts on writing, Audio Tim and the Holy Worlds podcast. Tim used his bachelor's degree in English to send him to live in Australia and South Korea before he earned his Master of Divinity at Faith Baptist Theological Seminary in Iowa. His stories reflect his love for adventure and observations on how trials shape character. You can find him on Facebook, Twitter, or his website, timothycward.com. Hope you enjoyed that, another great guest blog post for this TV Memories series, and we'll have another brand spanking new one for you guys next Friday. Take care. You can find the blog posts that go with this audio at DanTheArtMan.com. This podcast is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, 3.0 International License.